If you listen to our industrial transformation agenda, you realize that the idea is to spread across the length and breadth of this country, industries and factories, which of course lead to creation of jobs and churning out of products. Now the question is, if we are able to bring up all these factories that we are talking about, how do we ensure that the factories sustain their productivity or their existence? It is only possible if we find a way for them to offload the products that they are going to churn out of their factories. And it's very important that they are able to enter into the next cycle of production only after they are able to discharge or offload what they have produced. And how will they do this? The first thing that we are thinking about is to domestically improve the consumption of goods that are made in Ghana. Then, of course, we create products also for export. So it is in two ways. Now, for the export, we have a national export strategy, which, as I speak to you, is a working document for the Ghana Export Promotion Authority that they are working on reviewing to dovetail it into the government strategy agenda to enhance our export capabilities.
You just heard Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Carlos Ahinkra. The Director General of the Ghana Standards Authority, Professor Alex Dodu, stressed the importance of improved quality standards for the sustainability of indigenous industries. He indicated that from the 1st of January next year, all made-in-Ghana products will be branded with a premium quality label.
Ghanaians overseas want to buy made in Ghana, but they will not buy made in Ghana if the quality is not good. Indeed, if you export made in Ghana to the US or the European Union or Japan or China and the quality is not good, it will not be allowed in there. So a key part to making Ghana great again and to making us have work is to make sure that one, we patronize made in Ghana on one condition, that made in Ghana is world class. Our job as Standards Authority is just to do that. A lot of organizations export without passing through the Standards Authority. They are goods gets to Europe or America and they are returned. From the Standards Authority's point of view, on behalf of the Ministry of Trade, is to ensure that made in Ghana is world class quality. That is why we have the premium quality here. This mark from the 1st of January will be on products made in Ghana that are ready for export to the world. We are going to champion it because we believe in it. We have the ability to do it. We will not cut on it. Not for this logo. We believe in Brand Ghana and we want Brand Ghana to be sought after. We want people to go to Marks and Spencer's or Macy's or any other shop and say, I want made in Ghana, because made in Ghana is premium quality.
That's the Director General of the Ghana Standards Authority, Professor Alex Dodu.